Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. We just recently released a word from the Lord about what God says will be happening in our day. He took us back to the scriptures in the book of Exodus during the time of the final plague. The Lord God rained death upon the Egyptians, but not even a dog wagged its tongue against the people of God. Instead, Pharaoh had to let them go, and the people of God spoiled the Egyptians of all their wealth. God says that is where we are in this current season. He is making a difference between those who serve him and those who do not. Essentially, we're looking at two worlds operating in the same land. And that's our message for today.
This is what they saw in the book of Acts, where the enemy may come, but they were broken out of jails. They saw supernatural things happen. The witches were converted. Some of them were made blind. Couldn't speak, couldn't see. Herod, the king who refused to give God the glory, was dropped dead right in front of everybody. Okay, this is where we are. This is where we are. Ananias and Sapphira dropping dead because they lied to the Holy Ghost. People, this is where we are. This is the last season, as God calls it, his grand finale before Jesus comes. And all the spiritual power God has is coming to pass so that all the prophecies that have to be fulfilled before Jesus comes are indeed fulfilled.
Here is this week's message.
What about the United States? And the Lord said it plainly, there will be two worlds operating in America. One that is obedient to God that will prosper, and God will transfer all the wealth to them. And the other that will hate God, live in lack and in fear of their future. And the question was, which world will you choose? Which world will you choose, to follow God or not? And that's a book, as I said, was written back, I want to say 2012, 2013, but that is where we're going. And that word is coming to pass. Now, the two worlds, again, that's what we saw in Goshen versus Egypt. The world versus the kingdom of darkness versus the kingdom of light. There are two worlds that are definitely opposing each other. The question is, are you going to be straddling between one and the other? If so, you're going to be caught in darkness. It's time to get with God and move where God says go. Now, while there's going to be destruction around us, the Lord keeps saying that America will not be totally destroyed, but there will be destruction. One of the reasons God is redistributing the wealth is to give it to his people to rebuild the waste places and the desolate cities. That's going to be our job. That's also written in the word. But you have to know what your assignment is and how you participate in that. But the other thing I saw was, once this happens, and the Lord had shown me so many visions over the years, and I've written about many of them, what to expect in this last day. And one of the things I saw stadiums. Sports stadiums filled up to capacity with cars lined up and people lined up trying to get into the stadiums. And all they were doing is praising God, that the Spirit of God fell so heavy that people got in these places that was supposed to be for a meeting, but the meeting never happened because the Shahavah kind of glory showed up, filled the stadiums, filled the areas outside of the stadiums where you have bumper to bumper cars. People were slain outside of their cars as they had to pull over because the power of God was moving. This is what we're talking about. This is what's coming. This is something we've never seen before, we never experienced before, because the Lord said he's coming with a power we've never seen before. So prepare yourself. This is not the time to be working against God, to be playing in the church, because he's getting ready to bring judgment on those who are playing in this season. I saw people and news people, as I mentioned before, falling to their knees on the camera. Live on camera, giving honor to God and praising God and saying Jesus is Lord. The glory was so heavy that the darkness was overwhelmed. And sure, there were some who were still trying to fight. They wanted to hold their positions because they're not going to resist. They're not going to resist. They're not going to resist. Now, I saw this during 9/11 when God told us to pray and things he did. We were protected. We have provision, supernatural protection. Even though we were surrounded, where this particular church where I was working, we were surrounded by enemy who told us we're, you know, waiting for the assignment to come out, the word to come out, and we're going to shoot up your neighborhoods, you know, because we hate America. We were surrounded in this type of environment. It was an Islamic environment. A lot of people from different parts of the Middle East were all around us, but yet they were threatening us. And I remember that the power of God was so strong on us that you could feel the angels moving amongst us. You could just feel it everywhere we were, but we were obeying God, still getting the message out. And God was supernaturally bringing food. There was money being supernaturally deposited. There were enemy attacks that were coming that we never felt because the Lord stayed his hand against the enemy. So just know, this is what they saw in the book of Acts, where the enemy may come, but they were broken out of jails. They saw supernatural things happen. The witches were converted. Some of them were made blind, couldn't speak, couldn't see. The Herod, the king who refused to give God the glory, was dropped dead right in front of everybody. Okay, this is where we are. This is where we are. Ananias and Sapphira dropping dead because they lied to the Holy Ghost. People, this is where we are. This is the last season, as God calls it, his grand finale before Jesus comes. And all the spiritual power God has is coming to pass so that all the prophecies that have to be fulfilled before Jesus comes are indeed fulfilled. But that means moving all heaven and hell, moving all of this earth and everything the enemy has done to get the work done. And that's where we are. That's where we are. Now, remember, the Lord also gave me another it wasn't a prophecy. I was praying. The Lord showed me what would be happening in these last days. It was downright frightening. I saw lines of people down there, as far as the eye could see, just lines of people. And Jesus was standing in a graveyard, actually. And he was standing there, and they come up to him. Boom, they would go right in the ground. Come up to him, they get the judgment, go right in the ground, right in the ground. It's one after another. It was so powerful and so condemning. That I remember, I just fell to my knees. I started repenting for everything, anything I knew about people, whatever, anything I knew about my family. I was repenting for everybody. The Lord said, Paula, get up. Get up. It wasn't time for me to be on my knees. He said, there's much work to be done. And that's what's going to be happening in this season. When you see people dropping dead, when you see things happening to people, just know, if you hear the Spirit of God, he may tell you, stop mourning for them. Stop praying for them. Get up. And do the work I told you to do. Again, we're talking two worlds, and we're talking the new normal. We're going to have to walk away from people that may be suffering, people that are hurting, because it's the judgment of God. Not everybody we can pray for. Now, you've heard me tell the story about the gentleman that we worked on a deliverance team together, and he called and said he knew such and such one that was dying, and he needed me to pray for the person to be healed. And the Holy Spirit said no, and I said no, and the man got He got indignant a little bit. I said, no, I'm hearing God say, no, I cannot pray that this man is healed, because what the Lord is saying, this is a witch who continues to speak against the people of God. And he's trying to kill the people of God, including yourself. The Lord said, this person either needed to be delivered or they die. That's the judgment of God. So we can't pray for those kind of people in the normal prayers. God may not tell you to pray at all. He might tell you not to pray at all. I've had that happen. Where you say, the judgment is sealed. Don't pray for this person. You know, then I have to repent, because you automatically pray for people. Say, oh, I'm sorry, Lord, you told me not to pray. Now, people don't understand that. But when you get close enough to God to be able to discern good and evil and his will that is so clear that he's speaking it to you, don't do that, then you will stop and think about, okay, this is judgment if I pray for this person. Okay, so this is where we are. We will not be able to help everybody, but we help the ones who God tells us to help. Because it's it. People were dropping dead, and they were going in the ground, dropping. They come to Jesus. It was judgment. And of course, that's when you see it. Those of us who know him, you fall on your own face, and he said, get up. There's work to be done. So, no, this is the new normal for Christians. It's going to be more and more intense the closer we get to Jesus' return. And to know that God is not playing. This is not the time to be saying, you know, I can do my own thing. No, you need to line up with God, because, as he said, there is a great cry that's coming. People are going to be suffering beyond imagination. There are going to be a lot of people, and you may have heard me say, I've seen Black people who are on this race thing, who are determined to put race before God, who are going to look at man instead of looking at Jesus Christ, and you claim to be Christian. So many of you are going to be devastated by what happens. That's what the Lord keeps showing me. Devastated to the point where some are going to leave the church because you were lied to. You believed the lie, and it wasn't God. It wasn't God. God never tell you to go to man. He said he's our provider. He's the one. So if you had an issue with a man, you take it to God. But so many people are trying to go different routes and plan the race card. No, you're going to be the ones who are going to suffer the most, because you realize it was never about race. It was about the devil versus God, the kingdom of darkness versus kingdom of light. truth versus a lie, and you chose to believe the lie, so you get the results that lie brings, and that's nothing. It's going to be devastation. So you got it. It's time to repent. It's time for everybody to repent. And the Lord specifically said, if we put our faith in man, a political party, that means political parties, that means ministry people, you're going to be sorely disappointed, because a man will not be able to deliver you from what's coming. You're going to have to know God for yourself, or at least be around someone who knows God to be able to get you where you need to be and not end up where that death angel comes and takes you over. Is it to be another pandemic, another plague? I don't know. But I know that's what the enemy is plotting. Will God let it go forth? He did with 9/11. He did it with COVID. He let those things happen to us where their death came upon us. But there was a group of us where we prayed and we recovered. We were in Goshen. We prayed. We recovered. Well, God said, but it's up to you. Are you going to be on God's side? Or are you going to be against God? Are you going to be with the world? Are you going to be in the kingdom? Are you going to be with the darkness? Or are you going to be with the light? The choice is yours. But Lord's saying, for those of us who choose to walk with God, we're going to have a new normal. We're going to see both worlds operating. We're going to have to navigate some tricky waters, because it's going to feel uncomfortable, because not everything is going to be clear cut. It's not going to be all light or all darkness, because there's a battle going on. So you're going to have to be able to discern what's light and what's dark, have to discern what's good and what's bad, what's evil and what's good. You're going to have to be able to discern that. But that discernment comes from being in the word, being in prayer. But this is our new normal. Actually, this has been the normal ever since we got saved, but we haven't walked in it as much. And that's why the Church of Jesus Christ in America looks weak to the enemy. That's why our borders could be reflooded. That's why you have people in Islam trying to take over. That's why you have communism trying to take over and the socialism trying to take over. But why? The church has been weak. As the Lord said, we've been codependent to the kingdom of darkness, going along with everything that's been on the silver platter. But that time is up. That time is up. The Lord is saying those who are his, come on his side. Okay, it's going to be like Korah. He may open up the ground and say, okay, who's for me and who's against me? And the earth will swallow you. The world itself, the earth, as he said, is obeying God himself. The seas are roaring. The water is coming. The rains are coming. You see the earthquakes that are going around the world. The world is in God's control because he has a plan. But he has people that he needs to work with. And those are his people, his signet, his authority in the earth. They can rule and reign and cause the whole earth to prosper. But it's up to us. And this season is going to be a battle to get to that point. But we have to do it in order to demonstrate who the kingdom is and who Jesus is. It's proof that he came to this earth, that we're walking in the ways that God gave him to tell us to walk in. And that would be a sign that Jesus is real and God is real, and that he's hearing our prayers and will answer to those who are in covenant with him.
Beloved, the kingdom of God is arising mightily in the earth. And the enemy is retaliating because he wants to hold on to his position. We have a covenant with Almighty God, and his promise is to uphold that covenant with the land no matter what the enemy does. And in this season, the Lord has a purpose, a prophetic agenda to accomplish, and he will move all heaven and earth to see that his obedient ones can fulfill his plans and purposes in the earth, in Jesus' name. If you have enjoyed this episode, please join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and to our YouTube channel as well. If you would like to partner with us, you can find details on our ministry site, which is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. Again, that site is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.